be with you tonight. My name is Chris Raywald. This is my wife, Susie. We've got some wonderful friends with us here tonight. We have Chris and Charity Carmody, Joel Brisson, and Max Ingalls.
It's Max's
and
birthday,
not
too.
Say
did you mention
birthday.
That?
Yes.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Max.
So Max is happy. That's the key of everything in this life. Amen. Let's just take some time and worship the Lord. Jesus, the name above all names. Amen. Song? I sure hope so. This is a great. I love this song. We're going to shout his glory about the things he's done for us and his love for us. Amen.
Thank you.
Mighty to save.
My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. My Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. So what can I say? And what can I do? But offer this heart, oh God, completely to you. What can I say, Lord? So what can I say? What can I do? But offer this heart of God completely to you. I'll stand. I'll stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. Lord, I'll stand my soul, Lord, to you surrendered. All I am is yours.
Thank you, God.
Father, you are good. God, we give our hearts completely to you. God, we desire you. God, we desire to be more like you, to grow more like you every day, God. Father, we thank you for being in this place. God, we worship you. Lift up his name with your voice, with your lips. God, you are good. Father, we thank you for who you are. God, you are majestic. Father, you are mighty. You are mighty to save. God, we give you every bit of our lives. Every bit of our lives, God. God, you are mighty. Let's stay at this attitude of worship. When we come here to worship, we come to give God every bit of us. Right? We come to give him our very best. We lay everything down before him in awe of him, in reverence, because we love him. We want to worship him. We fall on our knees to worship him and to glorify him. That's our act of worship. Not just right now on Thursday nights, not just when we have a band playing for us, but all the time we're called to worship him. All the time we're called to lay our lives down and giving him our best. Every bit of us, our very best. All of our hearts. Right? We don't sing songs about giving you some of our heart. We sing songs about giving all of our heart. Every bit. So we're going to go into our giving and our offering. But I want you guys to think about this. In the same way that we worship God, we give of our tithes, we give of our offerings, we give him our very best. We give him our first fruits. We give him what first comes in. We don't go buy all these nice expensive things and then say, okay, God, I have $5 left. Here you go. That's not our very best. That's not our very best. That's a little bit. That's what's left over. If we read in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, it talks about that if we're of this world, right? If we love the world, then we're not loving God, right? And if we're giving of our first fruits to the world, then we're not showing that we love God, right? But if we give our first fruits to God, we're going to be blessed, right? That's showing love. That's showing worship. That's laying our very first down, our very first fruit. So I encourage you tonight that if you want to come and worship the Creator, are you giving your very first, your very best to the Creator? Are you giving your very best to the things that were created? So tonight, let's give our very best to the Creator. Let's give our very best. God, we thank you for tonight. God, we thank you for what you're doing in us. God, I thank you for my salvation. God, I thank you that you laid your life on the cross for me, God. Father, I worship you. God, let my worship tonight show that I love you, that it's in reverence and in awe of you tonight, God. Praise you, God. Amen. Let's come give and worship God.
Lord, I stand with arms high and heart abandoned in awe of the one who gave it all. Lord, I'll stand my soul, Lord, to you surrender all. I am yours.
So I was praying about coming tonight, and just what God's really put on my heart is what Gabriel's been preaching and what you've been hearing for the last few weeks. God wants us to live and to walk in obedience to Him, to bring His glory into everywhere that we go. And this next song is called Dwelling Place, and it just talks about that with our lives being a place where His glory rests and His glory goes with us wherever we go, and that would be our worship to Him, our lives of obedience. I just encourage you, just ask God to take you deeper in your heart and your surrender to Him tonight.
We'll Keep asking him, come God, come on with your own voice. It's your own sacrifice. Nobody can take your words away. Nobody can say you are lying in those words. Just ask him, come Lord, right now. Come on church, God, come. God, we're in need of your fragrance. Lord, your power of your presence. Holy Spirit, would you come? Holy God, come. Come on, the word of God says he's our Father. He's your Father. He never changes. His love for you never changes. Father, would you come now? Holy Spirit of God, would you come? In the Word of God, it says that he is the perfect example of how to live our lives on this earth. He was the forerunner. Forerunner, come. Lamb of God, come. It says that by his blood that he shed on the cross, we can enter into his presence. Lamb of God, come. Healer, come. God, we look to you now. God, we look to you now and we just say, come. We submit our hearts to you now. Come on, verbally just submit your heart. Every desire and dream you've had, offer it up to him. Come on, the government can't take those dreams away. Your friends can't take those dreams away. Just submit every measure of your life to him now. God, come to us, Lord.
Thank you. feel like God just wants to encourage some of us with something, and that it's actually about trading. When you give your life away, when you give those things away that God's calling you to give to Him, you're trading it for something. You're trading it for something. So all these things that God may be putting in your heart, like, give this to me, He's going to trade it for something. And I guarantee that that thing He's going to give back to you is going to be far better than the thing you gave to Him. I can guarantee it. And if there's things in your heart that you just, that you feel like this in some way brings you satisfaction, or in some way you can't give away because it's familiar or it's a part of who you are, but God is calling you to give it away, I guarantee He's going to trade it for something better. He's going to give you something better. So I just want to continue to just encourage you to keep praying and keep seeking the Lord about what He's asking you to trade. Because He's going to give you something better. Amen.
As we make that decision to trade our lives to follow Him, it affects those around us. Those who are lost, those who are in the darkness that need to see that light. And I know God's putting a burden in people's hearts in this group for things beyond just this group, for our country, for those around us to see that light. I just encourage you, the song's on my heart, it's called Heal Our Land, and think about that in terms of, as you surrender your life to God, that would have an impact and turn the tide in this country, that we would be a nation that honors the Lord. The Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And God honors obedience. Just continue to ask God what it means for you to follow Him.
Stretch forth your hand and heal our land. Stretch forth your hand and heal our land. Stretch forth your hand and heal our land. Turn us back to you. Stretch forth your hand and heal our land. Stretch forth your hand and heal our land. Stretch forth your hand, heal our land, turn us back to you. Great and awesome God, we seek your face. You who keep your covenant of love with those. Heal our land, turn us back. forth your hand and heal our land. Stretch forth your hand and heal our land. Turn us back to you. We have sinned. Lord, we have sinned against you.
Back to you. Turn.
that you see, all the land that you see, from the north to the south, to the east, to the west, it's yours. I give it to you. It's not wrong to dream big. Yeah. Keep dreaming. If you're wondering if it's worth it, the Lord says it's worth it. As far as you can see, He gives it to you. But I'm too small and I'm too young. It doesn't matter. As far as you can see, He gives it to you. The visions that you have in your heart. The desire to heal the land and to be God's hands and God's feet in the midst of our nation, in the midst of our city, in the midst of our schools, in our families. He gives it to you. He gives it to you. Listen to Him and say, yes, Lord. Let Him show you a picture and say, yes, Lord. Because as far as you can see, it's yours. What you see yourself doing, you can do it. And if it's worth it, is it worth it? Yes, it's worth it. It's worth it. Because it's eternal and it's your Father's will. It's worth it. Right now, God's showing you things that you want to do. Burdens for our land. God wants to stretch forth His hand. And we are His hand. What is He telling you to do? What is it that He has for you? When you trade your life, you take part in healing the land. You take part in taking back the kingdom from the kingdom of darkness. What are those things that you see? What are those things that you see? Just begin to pray them. Just begin to speak them out. Just begin to call it. The Bible says that as I believe, therefore I speak. Declare them. Proclaim them. Don't, when we look to do the things that He's called us to do, don't consider yourself and don't consider those around you. Consider Him who is faithful to accomplish that which He has promised. If He has promised it, He will fulfill it because He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the author and the finisher. Don't question whether or not it will be done. God is He who cannot lie. He cannot sin. He is faithful. Even when we're unfaithful, He is still faithful. Who do you consider? Consider Him. Because He is faithful. And He will accomplish that which He says He will accomplish. I won't relent, Lord. I'll never relent. Even tomorrow morning when I'm tired, I won't relent. I won't relent. I'm going to do what You've told me to do. Even if I fall, I'm going to get back up. And I'm going to keep trucking. I'm going to put my hands to the plow. I'm going to trade my life for this. Because it's worth it. Your exchange is worth it. The swap that you're giving, it's worth it.
Keep pressing in. Keep pressing in. Lord, I want to see you. Lord, I want to see you. Lord, I want to see you. Holy, 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 I want to see you.
Stretch forth your hand.
What is it that you have for me? What is it that you have for me? This time I want to encourage our leaders. I feel like the Lord's wanting us to prophesy over one another. I believe God wants to speak to many of us tonight. So I want to encourage you that if you want a word from the Lord, I'm going to trust God, and our leaders are going to trust God to speak to you. And if you have a gift of prophecy, I'm asking that you would even come and minister as well. So tonight I believe that God wants to speak to us and give us visions and dreams of what He has for us to do. And so if you want the Lord to speak to you, please come. We're going to minister. We're going to keep going. We're going to keep going where the Spirit has us. But come down the front. Just come down the front. Be bold. And the leaders, we know. Come all the way down. Something you want. You want something new. You want the Lord to speak to you and give you. Maybe the Lord, you want something confirmed. We're just going to trust God to speak. Come all the way down. Come all around the front. We're going to have men pray with men and women with women. Amen. We're just going to keep going. You're obviously free to go whenever you want to go. Keep coming. Come. There's a whole bunch of room right in here. Fill it in. If you guys get tired, you guys are free to go too. Hallelujah. Go ahead. We're gonna pray. Let's just come on down here. We're gonna pray.
Stand by me. Okay, as we're singing this song,
having God heal our land. I don't want you to be so narrow-minded to think that it's only about our hearts, only about the land and the territory of your own soul or your own heart or your own life. Get your eyes off the minimal. Get your eyes above the horizons and think, we're standing in the gap for all of Anchorage. The same God that's doing revivals in Africa and healing people across the United States is alive and active in Anchorage. Heal this land, the land that God has entrusted us with. Anchorage is needing healing. Not only that, but there is broken families in this city. There are gang members and inner city street kids who need healing. Don't be so narrow-minded to think that your heart is the only land that God wants to heal tonight. You have the power and the active word of God to change the atmosphere over this state, over this city. And God wants to use you to start interceding, start standing in the gap for broken marriages, for homosexual relationships, for sinful and disobedient relationships where people are living with their boyfriends and girlfriends before their marriage and having sex before they're married and transmitting all sorts of sexual diseases and getting just torn apart by the enemy. Stand in the gap for this generation. As we sing this song, if you're not down here to get a word from the Lord for your heart or for your own life, be interceding for this city. Be interceding and asking God, get my eyes off of my own selfishness, off of myself, and help me to see the need of the world around me and stand in the gap for that. Increase your faith tonight. Ask for more tonight. God, I just pray that you would empower us right now to stand in the gap for our generation, for people our own age, Father God, who are broken, God, who are hurting, who are so much more unfortunate than we, God. You are the same God here in Anchorage than you are anywhere else. There is nothing that is too hard for you to do. We believe in you, God. Increase our faith, God, where we have lack, where we have doubt, God, where we are selfish and stuck on our own problems, God. Get us out of our own selfishness and out of our own material and temporal situations, Father God, to get our eyes off of ourselves, Father God, now into the world. Lord God, we want to magnify you. We want to make you big. You are one spirit. God, no matter where you are, we glorify your name tonight. Praise you and we lift you high.
With those who obey.
Stretch forth your hand and heal our land.